That's right. It's the AC All Access Show on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com. Ahead of the Lions and Ravens tonight, you can hear that game right here on The Cave. You can also watch it here at Frickers, South Main Street in Adrian. We appreciate their support of this program. Josh Mitchell is in our Cave studios. I'm Ian Wendt. We have a handful of athletes to talk to. We'll have a men's golf conversation in about 8 minutes. Then toward the bottom of the hour, we'll talk football. And then ACHA Men's Division I Hockey at about 7:40. But we're going to kick off the show. It's a new tradition, putting Mike Prane to work, Sports Information Director at the college. One of the busiest people in the community covering 50-plus sports between him and his staff over at the school. Busy weekend with homecoming. Not a ton of contests at home this weekend. But let's do a week in review for the Bulldogs. We'll just start with homecoming. The football game went, you know, you can't really outdo 76-0 from the week prior, but team turned it on in the second half. 57-0 for a nice homecoming win. And I don't know the official number for the gate, people that went to the game, but the number I heard was about 2,700, and that might be a conservative number.
Yeah, we had a lot of people at the game, and obviously a lot of people in the parking lot with it being homecoming. But
yeah, that's right.
But yeah, I mean, it was a great 57-0 win on homecoming, give fans something to appreciate and to watch and stuff, and it's nice to have back-to-back shutouts too.
And, I don't know if you put it out and found the stat or if the football team just highlighted it, but I did see posted today about this Bulldog defense. I mean, you give up 7 points in three games. They're doing a lot of things right. D coordinator Chad O'Brien and co-coordinator Ron Shields putting in some work. I mean, these dogs are tough to move the football against, and they turn a lot of people over.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, in Division III, we rank first in turnover margin, second in total defense, only allowing 125.7 yards per game. The only team that's above us has only played two games. Second in scoring defense, allowing 2.3 points per game.
Yeah.
Second in interceptions with 7, and third in fumbles recovered with 6. So ranking pretty high in Division III this year.
Yeah, trying to roll that into conference play. They begin at Olivet on Saturday afternoon, 2 o'clock, over on our sister station, WLEN. Yours truly, Sean Whitmer, out there as well. We are going to talk men's golf, but they did open up conference play this past week. A nice finish for the team, and I don't know what they call the person who gets first place. Is there a special name?
I think it's called they're the medalist.
The medalist of that event. Jack Vogel putting in some work.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he had a nice little day. 6 birdies, shot 2 under, and you know, through the first MIAA Jamboree round, did pretty well as a freshman too. So, you know, that's big. And he just got MIAA Men's Golfer of the Week. So
there you go. The team tying for third. You just want to keep it within striking distance. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're not number one, hang out at number two, number three, and just, you know, let it play out. But good start for them. Men's D1 Hockey took on Trine, and talk about a team that doesn't give up a lot. Winning a combined score of 21-0. I guess trying.
I was wondering to see how long that math.
You're waiting for me to get the math. Yeah, it's Monday. I got there.
9-0 and 12-0. So yeah, nice little start for them. They always open up with Trine, and you know Friday night the home game starts 10 home games in a row for them. So a lot of hockey for men's D1 at the ice arena.
That's not very normal. I mean, and we had women's soccer start with 6 in a row at home.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to complain about it. It's just kind of a rarity in a schedule to get it to go that way. I mean, we're not the Big Ten. We don't, you know, open with 5 home football games. But,
yeah, exactly.
I mean, you'll take it.
Yeah, yeah.
Women's rugby, saw the story on the website, got a couple of nice wins over Taylor University, 6-0 on the young season, two trio matches, I guess I'm going to call them.
Yeah, when you play sevens, the games aren't, you know, 7-on-7, the games aren't as long as if you're playing 15-on-15, so you tend to play more than one in a day. And yeah, so a couple weeks ago we had the sweep over Grace at home, and then we went on the road and swept Taylor University. So that team's only given up 15 points in 6 matches, so that's pretty good.
Moving through, we did, you know, talk about football, and along with the homecoming festivities, Hall of Fame. People can read about that class on the website, and you can get there through the app too, I'm sure. Hall of Fame night Friday, honored individuals, no teams this year. I remember that from my talk with Jenny. But you know, a special night for, you know, maybe they haven't been back to campus since they graduated. So a lot of different perspective on things. There were some very recent grads. There were some not so recent grads. So a nice mix.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's what we enjoy about our Hall of Fame is we break it up into different eras. So, you know, your era ones are your kind of your first ballot people, but then, you know, you're still not forgotten when you have all these accolades as well. So, you know, our oldest inductee graduated 1988. So, you know, that was great to see him come back, and he was a dual sport athlete. And, you know, our newest one was, I think, 2015.
Yes.
So, yeah. Nice.
NCAA women's hockey, right?
Women's hockey had their first inductee, Kelsey Cush. So, yes, yeah. She was 15 grand.
You have been busy, I heard, on the golf course. Not with the team shooting memorable scores. A couple golf outings to support, you know, some of the programs on campus, and more on the way. So Bulldogs golfing.
Yeah, over the weekend we had two Adrian College golf outings, men's hockey, NCAA hockey played Friday at Tecumseh, and then yesterday the men's lacrosse team was at Woodlawn, and this weekend NCAA women's hockey is at Tecumseh, and then the weekend following is men's wrestling and men's lacrosse. So I know the three coming up are still looking for sponsors and some donors and anyone else that wants to play.
Maybe I'm naive in this, but have they expanded doing outings for different teams in the fall? I thought there was just a big one in the summer or spring.
Yeah, so we do our big athletics one in the spring,
okay.
And that's the one that supports the entire athletic department, so that's kind of a fun where we can get new jerseys for teams, and it's kind of spaced out amongst everybody, or, you know, the department as a whole needs. And the fall, a lot of individual teams tend to do theirs, and over the last couple of years, we've just had more and more. Like, I think this year was the third one for men's lacrosse, and next or 2 weeks from now, I think, is the second one for men's wrestling. So, but golf's always had theirs. They're going on their eighth year. Men's and women's hockey have always had theirs. So it's just more and more teams building theirs in the fall, and those go directly. All those donations
to
go directly
sport.
To that sport.
Okay. Well, very good. Plenty of stuff just happened this weekend. Looking forward to the next week, and we'll recap what happened this week on next week's show. Mike Prang joining me for the first, you know, 10 minutes or so of the show, just recapping what's going on at Adrian College. He's a sports information director. He puts the show together, gets the athletes, gets the coaches, and it's a great help. All these notes I get, so I sound smart. He knows how much help I need, so thanks, Prang, and we'll talk on the show next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Ian. Appreciate it.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. We're going to talk some golf. Mason Gurney coming up next right here on the AC All Access Show from Frickers in Adrian.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Club softball takes the field Tuesday at 4 p.m. Men's D1 hockey hits the ice Thursday and Friday evenings and this coming Saturday at 1. Watch men's soccer Saturday at 4 and women's hockey Saturday at 7 p.m.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
It's football season, and the winning begins at Frickers. Huddle up with our delicious specialty burgers that are built to be winners. The Loaded Brew, the Barbecue Bacon Cheddar, the Bold Bacon and Blue, and the Saucy A1-ya. And don't forget the Ultimate Assist, 48-ounce personal pitchers of Bud Light, Miller Light, Coors Light, or Yingling, just $6.99. Catch every play, every burger, every beer at Frickers. Home for fun, food, sports, and spirits. Visit Frickers.com to find the winning location nearest you.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Club softball takes the field Tuesday at 4 p.m. Men's D1 hockey hits the ice Thursday and Friday evenings and this coming Saturday at 1. Watch men's soccer Saturday at 4 and women's hockey Saturday at 7 p.m.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
It's football season, and the winning begins at Frickers. Huddle up with our delicious specialty burgers that are built to be winners. The Loaded Brew, the Barbecue Bacon Cheddar, the Bold Bacon and Blue, and the Saucy A1-ya. And don't forget the Ultimate Assist, 48-ounce personal pitchers of Bud Light, Miller Light, Coors Light, or Yingling, just $6.99. Catch every play, every burger, every beer at Frickers. Home for fun, food, sports, and spirits. Visit Frickers.com to find the winning location nearest you.
Welcome back to the AC All Access Show, live from Frickers in Adrian. A lot of Honolulu blue here tonight, getting ready for the Lions and the Ravens Monday Night Football. Stop on out to Frickers. If you get out here before the first half of the game, you fill out a little ticket, and you get put into a drawing to win an authentic NFL jersey. So yours truly is a proud owner of a Joe Burrow jersey that I won late in the season last year. You don't have to be here to win, but stop on out to Frickers during the first half of the game. Get some drinks, get some food, hang out. Great staff, great food and drinks as well. Big fan of the lunch specials. If you get out here, $6.99 still? $7.99? $7? It's $6.99? $7.49 lunch? Thank you, Stacey. I mean, less than $10, you can get a lunch. Really unheard of. Includes a drink, a side, and an entree. So, great deal. Tonight is the boneless chicken special, 99 cents a wing. Can't really beat it. You know, it's funny to advertise that stuff and then talk to athletes who are like, yeah, we're just eating like plain chicken breast and rice. And we're drinking water, but it is a pleasure to talk men's golf today with a junior from Clyde, Ohio, Mason Gurney. Mason, nice to meet you, and
yeah,
thanks
nice
for getting on the
too.
Show.
Appreciate it.
All right, tell me where Clyde is. I gotta know.
Clyde's about 30 minutes south of Cedar Point. So,
okay, so that's not too far away.
No,
a couple
that's
hours.
Like an hour and a half for me. Just hop on a turnpike and go.
Oh, it's right up. Oh, yeah. Good. So what brought you to Adrian? Were you here 2 years prior, or did you transfer
from
somewhere?
Yeah, so I actually was recruited here to play baseball. What's his name? Coach Rainey's son saw me
Gunner?
At a district final game and said, hey, I want you on my team. And I was like, I kind of want to play golf, so like, let's see if I can mix that in there. And eventually I just was like, yeah, I just kind of want to play golf. I like golf a lot more.
Okay. They call that dual sport athlete.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, and I was just talking to Stacy about her son. Like, go somewhere that gives you a lot of options.
Yeah,
absolutely. And, you know, we all know about Adrian's baseball program.
Yeah, it's great,
golf,
phenomenal.
Yeah, golf program on the map in this season. You've had a good start in terms of the team. The first tournament this year, you tied for fifth with an 81 and a 75 in that one. A lot of envious golfers hearing me say 75. I mean, to go, it's always tough to break into the next set of
number, yeah, the
digits. The
70s are different.
Like when you go from when you break 100 for the first time,
yeah,
it's tough to get that. And then you go from the 90s into the 80s, and then 81 to 75. Your putter's got to be on fire.
Yep.
Your drive's got to be good.
Wedge's got to be there, everything.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, next tournament, it was good for a third place finish, a 74 and a 78. I mean, that must have been the Irish Hills Invitational.
Yeah.
Boy, you brought in some good competition, I guess, if that's only third place.
Yeah, I mean, I just played well those 2 days, and driver's working well, putter's working well. I putt great at Tecumseh. I love that course. Second place finish was good for that. I think that's what Mm-hmm. Second place.
Yeah, team took second. Yeah.
Yeah, but no, team's playing good. I'm playing good. I think we really just bought in for the next MIAA Jamboree. I think that's coming up Thursday this week, yeah?
I believe so. Yeah. Thursday. What's the makeup of the team? And it seems like you're maybe a younger team than in years past. Are there more underclassmen or upperclassmen?
There's more underclassmen. We got two juniors right now in the lineup, and then two sophomores and two freshmen in the lineup. So we're pretty young compared to the field of the other teams, yeah.
And the MIAA, the conference we're in, has some really, I mean, our golfers included,
right,
has some really top-level talent.
No, absolutely.
You know, the league this year, I'm not sure where you guys were projected to finish, but that really doesn't matter. But now you're in it. Season's
right.
Officially begun with these conference matches. The split season thing still gets me.
Yeah, it's weird.
I'm not. Maybe I can get a golfer's perspective on the team. Like, I think that's crazy that happens.
Right.
I guess, would you rather it be a fall sport only or a spring sport? Because I think there's pros and cons
right.
to both.
Yeah, no, spring is different. It's cold. I don't like playing in the cold. Mm-hmm. So it's I would rather play them all in the fall and then, like, just have whoever wins the six rounds that we play in the fall just goes to the Nationals that way.
Right, then the national tournament in the spring.
Yeah, national tournament's in the spring.
Yeah,
that's down south, so like it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
way.
They don't
it's
really.
Nice, so.
Yeah, and golf is a unique one, and I think you know track and field and cross country kind of lump in together in that it's you against the course.
Yeah,
and so there's, I think, a lot more competition spread out than you know maybe a football situation. Like a D1 golfer will probably shoot under par.
Right.
But a good D3 golfer can throw up a subpar number two. Like there's not that much of a difference, I don't think.
No, not really. I mean, there's a lot of good competition. I saw Vogel, you know, he posted a 2-under round for first MIAA Jamboree. Props to him. I love him for that. But I mean, I just don't think there's much of a difference. It's just a different level of play, you know.
I think
D1 level, you know, there's a lot more competition, but like those guys can go practice around year round, and they're more down south teams. And
oh, that's true.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, the weather kind of.
Yeah.
The Bulldogs sport an indoor facility.
Yeah.
Simulator. Yeah.
Yeah.
That had to be a nice draw to go to the golf team.
Yeah. No, I came up on my visit with Greeny, and he showed me that. I was like, whoa, this is nice. Very nice facility. You got the putting upstairs, you got the hitting the bay downstairs, you got TV, Xbox, you got all the good stuff in there, couches. You can study in there, you can do all the great things. It's a great place to be at.
And then playing up at Tecumseh, the golf club up there. I've played there once, maybe twice. I mean, it's top notch. How often do you get to practice out there a week generally?
Usually we can get the chance to get out there every day, but
okay.
Like our times are very split up because like members have like leagues going out midday, usually like 4 to 6.
Yeah.
So like we'll get access Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday from like 10 to 3. Range is closed 4 to 6, but the range reopens at 6. But we have no course access.
Okay, so it's kind
it's,
of
on it's
your
spread
feet.
Out for like people with their schedules and stuff. So like if you don't have classes in the morning, you can just go in the morning, get like your 2-3 hours of practice in, and then go back to your classes in the afternoon. But if you have classes in the morning, you can go hit the range in the afternoon.
So Coach Greenwood is kind of – well, golf is such an individual sport.
Yeah,
so does he kind of takes practice that way? Like, hey, if you put work in,
right,
we're going to see your scores improve.
Yep, if you put in the work in, you're definitely going to be in the lineup for sure. And it shows.
Right. In terms of competition, it's always good on the team to have – you know, you post 6 or 5 scores at an event.
Is it four you count 4 scores and there's 5 people.
5 golf, you count 4. Okay. It's good to have 7 or 8 that are, you know.
Right, within that range.
Within that range, so you're not comfortable.
Right.
Like, oh, even if I shot a bad round, I'm still the one next week. Like,
no, you can't have that mindset not in golf.
Right.
I always think of it as like, okay, there's the next day, but like, you have one day to prove your opportunity and prove your spot.
Right.
Yeah.
Talking men's golf with Mason Gurney here on the ACL Access Show. An MIAA jamboree, is it, you know, Adrian's one goes out there with all the other ones from that school, or do you golf in pairs with another school? How does that generally break down?
So the first one, it goes by alphabetical order. So, like, we play with Albion and Alma for the first one. But I think – I don't know exactly how it goes now, but I think it goes off of placement. Mm-hmm. So I think we're either going to probably play with Shrine and Hope Thursday or Shrine, Calvin, Hope, Shrine, Calvin, or Hope, one of those three schools.
Okay.
But I think the lower teams will play with, like, the individuals that come to the tournaments. Mm-hmm. And – I think it's just like, I think it goes off placement by that point.
So is it'd be you alone as the Adrian player in that group?
Yeah. You don't play with no teammates.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
Yeah, very.
Yeah.
It's weird. Because high school, we played a dual match.
Pairs.
Yeah, you played.
Ones and twos go off together.
Yep, and I was like, whoa, this is different.
Yeah. Golf was the one varsity sport I played in high school. Oh, okay. So unless they changed it in that time, you know, right. A few years ago. You know, it's got to make sure it's still what we think it is. You know, moving forward, Mason, the team is in good position. I mean, you're in third, tied for third, but you're only four strokes behind.
Right.
Going into this next one, but with such a limited amount of opportunity to set yourself up for that spring final, every jamboree is important. Where are you scheduled to go on Thursday?
We're going to Olivet Medalist, the Medalist Club up there.
Okay. Have you experienced that course before?
I played it my freshman year, and it's tough. But, I mean, it's definitely manageable. You just got to be smart off the tee and manage your way around the course and just make a couple putts, you know.
Yes.
I feel like if you're just going out there to hit fairways and greens, you're going to have a good time.
Boy. Spoken like a true golfer. Hey, just hit the ball straight.
Right. Yeah. Just keep it in the fairway.
Just keep it in the fairway and make some putts. Yeah. Golf isn't that hard. I need to help our listeners out. I think we have a lot of golfers that listen to the show. What is a piece of advice you'd give them? I mean, because you've shot a couple scores in the 70s,
right.
So people want to know: is the trick hitting a 300-yard drive? You know, what helps you shoot so low?
I've actually gotten told this my senior year of high school is PMA, positive mental attitude, and I keep that fluctuating throughout my round the whole round. I see a lot of people getting frustrated and down throwing clubs, and it's like, you know, that's just going to make your round worse. Just keep a positive mental attitude, and you'll be fine the rest of the way through the round.
Do they do that in college? Do kids get?
Oh, it's bad.
Really?
Like, oh, yeah. It's bad.
Wow. Well, they're feeling the pressure, I think, right?
It's like,
I mean,
you just got to go out there and have fun, you know?
Like, you can't do anything about what just happened.
Nope. You just move it, take it to your next shot.
Don't let one mistake turn into two.
Yep.
It's pretty simple.
Greeny preaches that all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Golf's pretty simple, everyone out there listening. You know? Mason, appreciate the time today. We are all out of it. Good luck in the rest of the MIAA season. Then you get a few months off and play the big tournament. So,
oh, yeah. We're ready for the spring for sure. We're ready to go.
Well, you got to position yourself. So, again, Mason Gurney with the men's golf team out of Clyde, Ohio. Right here on the ACL Access Show. Again, good luck, and maybe we'll talk soon.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, this is the ACL Access Show from Frickers in Adrian. Again, a lot of Lions gear mixed in with the Bulldog gear as well. Stop on out. I think they're still hiring. I don't know what they're hiring for. I'll have to get the details. If it's front of the house, back of the house, we'll let you know. Well, yeah, I spent time here. I go to restaurants and places. I know some lingo. Lucy, are you hiring for front of the house, back of the house? Both. All right. Stop in for an application. Cool. All right. Thank you. All right. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more Bulldog Athletics. We're going to talk some football. All 6'4" of Braden Whitaker is ready to go. We'll be back on the ACL Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Club softball takes the field Tuesday at 4 p.m. Men's D1 hockey hits the ice Thursday and Friday evenings and this coming Saturday at 1. Watch men's soccer Saturday at 4 and women's hockey Saturday at 7 p.m.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
It's football season, and the winning begins at Frickers. Huddle up with our delicious specialty burgers that are built to be winners. The Loaded Brew, the Barbecue Bacon Cheddar, the Bold Bacon and Blue, and the Saucy A1-ya. And don't forget the Ultimate Assist, 48-ounce personal pitchers of Bud Light, Miller Light, Coors Light, or Yingling, just $6.99. Catch every play, every burger, every beer at Frickers. Home for fun, food, sports, and spirits. Visit Frickers.com to find the winning location nearest you. It's football season, and the winning begins at Frickers. Huddle up with our delicious specialty burgers that are built to be winners. The Loaded Brew, the Barbecue Bacon Cheddar, the Bold Bacon and Blue, and the Saucy A1-ya. And don't forget the Ultimate Assist, 48-ounce personal pitchers of Bud Light, Miller Light, Coors Light, or Yingling, just $6.99. Catch every play, every burger, every beer at Frickers. Home for fun, food, sports, and spirits. Visit Frickers.com to find the winning location nearest you.
Just like that on the AC All Access show from Frickers in Adrian, South Main Street. It's the place to be on a game day, game night, lunch, dinner, not breakfast. No time for breakfast here. More of a night crowd. Ian Went with you. We have Josh Mitchell in our cave studio. We have Stacy Mitchell, our sales director. Is that what we're calling you? Director of sales. It sounds more official to say director of sales. It says sales director, sales manager, manager of sales. We have Gabby Brume with ACTV. She's looking at me like I got her name right, so that's all good. If you've seen the social media clips put out from the students, that's all Gabby. So we appreciate her coming out and participating in the program. And we're talking Bulldog football once more, as that team just keeps winning. We welcome in a 6'4" sophomore wide receiver from nearby Dundee, Michigan. Local teams probably are glad he's in college now. It's Braden Whitaker joining me. Braden, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, guys. It means a lot.
Got to ask, what brought you over to Adrian College to play football?
Originally, I'm from Florida, so just to get that. So growing up in Florida, we play football all year round.
Okay.
But yeah, I moved to Michigan in seventh grade and to Dundee in seventh grade and kind of got away from it, but got back to it. And it just, sophomore year, high school, got back into it. Mm-hmm. And I kind of switched to basketball, but I was like, I didn't know what I wanted to do. And then Coach Tyler Parker mm-hmm. came in because my head coach played for Adrian. So he came in. Me and Ethan Layton, the one who comes here now, he came in and he talked to us, and he just said his thing, I guess. It was just
he sold you.
Yeah. I believed. I mean, he just had so much out of his resume, the coaching staff. I mean, I did my research. They're just – it's awesome. And when I came here, it just made it even better. Like, I was like, I'm so happy I'm here. My decision was the best decision I think I made.
And in that situation, right, new coaching staff at the school coming off a 1-9 season, yeah. I bet, you know, maybe there was a little bit of, maybe this first year will be difficult. And not to say it wasn't, but, I mean, 6-4 exactly. for a freshman campaign had to be, you know, about expectations, if not exceeded them for you.
For sure. I remember when he told us that the Adrian College coach was going to come in, I was like, okay. This is very, like, because this is probably the first coach that's talked to me, like, for about college. And I was like, okay, this is going to be awesome. And then we did our research. We were like, but then we heard a new coach is coming in. We're like, okay, we might as well can't say no. So me and Ethan went down there, listened to what he had to say. And, yeah, it was awesome.
So does Coach Tyler coach you during practice, or who's the wide receiver coach?
Yes, so Coach Jeb and Coach Bonds, he was a senior last year. Coach Hunter Bonds. So he's the main coaches, but Coach Ty definitely gives us our pointers and what we need to do better to make all the timings and all the steps and rotations and everything perfect.
Gotta be.
Yeah,
right?
Gotta be perfect.
Last year, if you could kind of let fans know, I mean, if I remember right, you had an injury or something and didn't get as much time as I'm sure you wanted.
So the whole year – I was on offense, essentially. I was number two, repping in a lot, kind of getting, you know, if someone went down, I was just kind of in there. Mm-hmm. And the Franklin game came around, scored that game, and kind of got away from it. And then coach, the defensive coordinator kind of talked to me. He was like, you want to play defense? And I was like, I can't pass up on that offer. So started at started playing corner, I think at Calvin, because they had some bigger receivers, so I had to play the red zone. And then come the final game at Alma, I was a starter at safety. So it was crazy freshman year. But, yeah, going to spring, first day of spring practice, tore my meniscus, strained a whole bunch of ligaments in my knee. Missed spring. It was supposed to be – I mean, I was so excited, so thrilled. We put so much work into the winter, and I was like, all right, it's my time to really show.
Yeah.
So kind of took a couple months off, of course, because I couldn't really do too much. The summer, I mean, got my book, got on the field, and just fell back to, I guess, what I am.
So you go from offense – well, did you play both sides in high school?
Yes, I did.
So you had some experience on that.
Yeah, it wasn't nothing too crazy. It was, I guess, because I haven't played in super long. Because when the first day on defense, everybody's laughing at me. You don't know how to line up and stuff. I was like, I'm going to get it done. That's all that matters. But, yeah, they threw me in there in Calvin game. And then.
Talking with Braden Whitaker with the Bulldog football team. So last year, I mean, was just many very cool moments. But I don't think anything from last year will really top week one of this season. You had a couple of key catches in that ball game, scoring the, you know, getting that touchdown drive going. And I've talked to some defensive guys. I've talked to Ethan about it. I don't know that I've had Noah on the show since then, but just being on the field for that catch and then being on the sideline for the interception.
Yes.
I mean,
going down, so you guys know the score, 10-7 for the Cowboy game. We were moving the football, just we couldn't finish. We had to figure out a way to finish. That was the whole thing, famine, feast, finish, like, get the job done. Just couldn't, every time, came up a little short every time. And it was our time to get called. A number got called. Noah brought the team together. Great team. He has a great, team, feel for the team and whatever. Bring the team together, told us what we have to do. And we just made it happen. It was crazy. Ethan went up to get it, and I was like, wow.
That
was speechless for sure.
Yeah. I mean, after the game, coaches go, how'd the call go? I'm like, I don't know. I think it was okay. Yeah. Like, it was a wild moment. He went up for it, and the throw was kind of behind him. Yeah. But Ethan was like, that's where he's supposed to put the ball, and everything worked out. But then, you know, Valpo has a chance, and then your defense makes a play. So take us through. I mean, the sideline had to. I mean, it was a big party.
After the touchdown, everybody's excited. When I, even though there's a lot of game left, and I didn't see the first play, we got them a big chunk. But I had to get up, and I was like, okay. I was like, the defense. I had a full belief in the defense. Not whatever. But I got up and seen it, and then so you know, I seen the quarterback rip it across the middle. I was like, uh-oh. And Ethan Burroughs, he can play. He's fast and tall. He can play. So comes out of the middle, picks it off. Slides, and I was even more shocked. It just kept getting crazy. I was like, wow.
And then it, you know, goes to week two, first home game. There was no letdown. I mean, the offense, I don't know if you even played the second quarter.
Yeah.
You know, it was nice to get a win like that, a little less stressful maybe,
exactly, yeah.
Throughout the ball game.
Yeah. The second game was, of course, we knew out of an offensive perspective, we had to put up more points. You couldn't win games putting up 10 points. So we're like, we're going to go out there and just do what we do. And, I mean, I think we scored like 4 plays around average, I think, on the first couple of drives. And it kind of showed that we're really here to really got a real nice team behind us.
Then you moved to homecoming last week. And the reason you're on the show – couple of touchdowns last week. The first one, a curl route, Noah hits you. You find a way to grab onto that football, and you get driven in by a couple of those linemen that came over and helped you. And take us through that play, and then we'll get to your other touchdown too.
So yeah, we kind of kept running the same play. It was a little shaky. It was a little the gray area, we could call it. That's what we call it, the gray area of him throwing it and reading it, whatever. But he hits me the one time. I break, I think, one tackle, and then I just kind of see the end zone. I'm like, I got to get in here. I got to go. So guy's trying to drag me, and then next thing you know, I think I'm around like 3 or 4 defenders. And I look, I'm like the 3-yard line. I'm like, uh-oh. So I'm just trying to stay up at this point. I'm hoping somebody.
Yeah.
And then Carson Schrader said he came in, threw one blow, and Isaiah Simon, I think he threw the last one. And I, next thing you know, I was 5 yards in the end. And I was like, holy crap. Oh, yeah, it was crazy.
Isaiah moved some people. Yeah.
he definitely will, yeah.
And then, Braden, your second touchdown, it was a jump ball in the corner that, you know, I don't know if you even had to jump. There wasn't a lot of competition down there. But, I'll give all credit to you for faking out the DB.
Thank you, sir, yeah. It's kind of, we practiced a lot of practice. Me being a bigger guy, I guess, we're trying to get the red zone fades down just because it's a easier throw, safe throw. But, yeah, DB just kind of got lost in the quarterback, I think, and Noah just threw a perfect ball, touchdown, and that was great too.
They're used to a curl or a comeback from you, and then you just kept going to the corner maybe, and they're looking back like, oh, okay.
Uh-oh.
Real quick, let's talk about your quarterback. You had one last year, and Jake Calvert, who did some very good things for his last year, and then Noah Boudreau comes to town, and I can't imagine the excellence he expects from his receivers coming from the Mountain Union program, and on top of the coaching staff's expectations. What's it like catching passes from that guy?
Noah is he's a great guy to be around. He turns everything around in practice. I mean, if offense is not winning a couple periods, he'll get us together, tell us what we have to do. And he's the type of guy where he's like, he's gonna be hard on you. And so if he messes up, you got to be hard on him because he doesn't like nothing easy either. So it's like we had this, like everybody has this like chemistry together where it's like we're going to be hard on each other. And nothing like too crazy, but hard on each other. And then we all just kind of no mistakes, I guess, to a point where if you mess up, you're gonna hear it. So just –
it's the expectation, right? There's a standard that you hold each other to.
Exactly.
We have to talk about your defense again. I bet just going up against those guys in practice, and you go up against the ones, I mean, from the D-line to the secondary, there's really no weakness when you look at who you're going up against. I mean, you got a few inches on the guys, height-wise, at least the DBs, safety's got some height. What's it like going against those dudes in practice?
In fact, they play. They play, they hit, they do everything to make it hard for us, which is, I believe, the reason why we win Valpo games, the reason why we win these tight games is because our defense in practice makes us play so hard. Nothing's easy. And we're the same for them. That's why I believe they're leading teams to score only 7 points this whole season right now.
Yeah.
I believe we're holding them to a different standard, and they're holding us to a different standard that I don't think really no one was really ready to see.
Yeah.
So – It's great.
It's been a few years since this team's looked like this.
Yeah.
So keep up the good work. You have Olivet this weekend. Another road trip. It's a conference game. These first 3 weeks have been great, but these are the ones that matter. So I bet there's a different focus from the team and the coaches.
Yeah, I can't wait to see tomorrow's practice. Yeah, I believe we're gonna get after it. Couple Tuesday practice a little shaky, but I think this one. I mean, we're knowing MIAA play is coming. We got to be great. The only way to get to the MIAA championship is going undefeated, really. So get to the final games and just play strong, play how we play. The only people that can beat us right now is probably ourselves. So that's how we gotta believe in.
Just focus on yourself.
Exactly.
Preaching what the coach has been talking about last couple of years. Focus on us.
Got to.
Take care of our business, and it'll take care of itself. Well, Braden, thanks for the time today. It was nice talking to you. Continued success. Let's start with Olivet this week. Get a couple more big plays out of you.
I'll do my best. Yes, sir.
All right.
Let's do our best.
Absolutely. Well, that was Braden Whitaker, a sophomore wide receiver from nearby Dundee, Michigan. You can hear the ball game on Saturday on our sister station, WLEN. Yours truly and Sean Whitmer will be out there for that one. The MIAA opener for the Bulldog football squad. We're going to take a break. We're going to go to the ice. We're going to talk to a guy who's becoming a regular on the show. It's Justin Jammer with the ACHA Men's D1 Hockey Program. We'll get to that right after these messages. This is the AC All Access Show on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Adrian College. College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Club softball takes the field Tuesday at 4 p.m. Men's D1 hockey hits the ice Thursday and Friday evenings and this coming Saturday at 1. Watch men's soccer Saturday at 4 and women's hockey Saturday at 7 p.m.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
It's football season, and the winning begins at Frickers. Huddle up with our delicious specialty burgers that are built to be winners. The Loaded Brew, the Barbecue Bacon Cheddar, the Bold Bacon and Blue, and the Saucy A1-ya. And don't forget the Ultimate Assist, 48-ounce personal pitchers of Bud Light, Miller Light, Coors Light, or Yingling, just $6.99. Catch every play, every burger, every beer at Frickers. Home for fun, food, sports, and spirits. Visit Frickers.com to find the winning location nearest you.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Club softball takes the field Tuesday at 4 p.m. Men's D1 hockey hits the ice Thursday and Friday evenings and this coming Saturday at 1. Watch men's soccer Saturday at 4 and women's hockey Saturday at 7 p.m.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
It's football season, and the winning begins at Frickers. Huddle up with our delicious specialty burgers that are built to be winners. The Loaded Brew, the Barbecue Bacon Cheddar, the Bold Bacon and Blue, and the Saucy A1-ya. And don't forget the Ultimate Assist, 48-ounce personal pitchers of Bud Light, Miller Light, Coors Light, or Yingling, just $6.99. Catch every play, every burger, every beer at Frickers. Home for fun, food, sports, and spirits. Visit Frickers.com to find the winning location nearest you.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Club softball takes the field Tuesday at 4 p.m. Men's D1 hockey hits the ice Thursday and Friday evenings and this coming Saturday at 1. Watch men's soccer Saturday at 4 and women's hockey Saturday at 7 p.m.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
This is the AC All Access show from Frickers and Adrian every Monday night, except for like two during holidays and spring break and stuff like that. Thanks for tuning in on this Monday night, getting you ready for the Lions. We're going to have that game right here on the Cave. If you can't listen on your radio, might as well come out to Frickers and watch the game. Lots of great drink specials, food as well. I had their bacon and blue burger before the show.
Not bad. It was like pretty good.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's good. I'm controversial in that I like well done things.
Okay.
So they did a nice job.
Did they do?
Because it's a fine line between it is, a well done and a burnt burger. Yeah. You don't want that.
Yeah, that's for sure. So definitely don't want a burnt.
I trust the kitchen here. They do a great job. They are hiring too. So
really?
So someone's looking for some work.
Fun fact.
Front of the house, back of the house. The guy in the other end of your radio you're listening to is Justin Jammer. He is with the ACHA Men's D1 Hockey Program at Adrian College, a senior forward from Nepean, Ontario.
Correct. You did perfect.
All right. I was going to say, you've become a regular on this program. So you must like doing it, kind of, sometimes, or you're just, Justin will just do it again. good start to the season, of course, again, for this program. Got an exhibition game out of the way. You played a couple against Trines, D2 team, 9-0, 12-0 over the weekend. You ranked second in the preseason poll. You were, of course, part of the runner-up team last year that just kind of the run you went on was maybe unexpected from the outside world of the ACHA.
Yeah.
What you did last year.
Yeah, maybe unexpected from the outside world, as you said, but expected for our program.
Yeah.
We go into every year kind of expected to do that. Obviously expected to win the last game of the season. That's ideal. But,
right.
Making as far as we did, that's just another day here at Adrian College.
The championship for the Great Lakes 6 Conference, that was huge. We were there for that game. happy to do it. That OT winner to bring them that first trophy. This is a good conference, and you know, not to say the one you weren't in before wasn't good, but this conference just it's smaller and maybe more consistently
competitive,
yes. And it gives you an opportunity to schedule outside of it to get some other non-conference ranked games. It was that kind of
that's
part
exactly
of the thinking?
It. No, that's exactly it. And it's we lowered the six teams, obviously the Great Lakes six or seven, mm-hmm. and every team in there is a ranked team, and every team's a good team. So it's nice to have every divisional game kind of a ready to come game and a good game to play on Thursday nights.
And as conferences go that you label with a number, it immediately changes.
Exactly.
With you guys adding Hope into the league this year.
Yeah.
Jumping from D3 to D1, they've been one of the better D3 club teams in the country. So that's not a step down for the conference at all,
no.
Is it, Justin?
No, definitely not. We've seen them in past national championships on the D3 level, kind of at the national tournament, and seen them done very, really, really well, and we're excited to play them this year.
Start to the season, 9-0, 12-0. You picked up some points. Just an assist on Thursday, and then you kind of open it up on Friday. Just kind of waiting for the home crowd, right?
That's
put on
just
a show
it.
At home.
That's just it, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't want to put on too much of a show away, but once we get to home, then
yeah.
Release the cannons.
And something I talked with Prang with in his segment of the show, 10 home games to start the year. I'm going to say that's never happened in your career, and I don't know if that's happened with this program. That's a scheduling oddity, but you'll take it, right?
Oh, 100%. Especially as a player, I'll definitely take it. Those Thursday nights at home and Adrian are almost every Thursday this first semester, so it's really fun to be a part of and really leaves some really key road trips this second semester that we can kind of take advantage of after having a good stretch at home.
Yeah, your opening weekend, you played the Friday,
yeah.
And I joked, like, well, they'll have to delay their Thursday plans to Friday because Thursdays at the AIA is for you guys. And
exactly.
We know that place can get bumping. How'd Friday work out for you?
Honestly, it was amazing. It being homecoming weekend, there's a lot of alumni there and a lot of other people that graduated last year that came down to see the game. And honestly, it made the crowd very, very, very intense, and it was very fun to be a part of. And a really nice home opener on Friday.
No doubt about that. Expectation, obviously, for this program is to play for and win national championships. It's probably unsaid at this time. Like, I bet when Gary goes out and recruits guys, your coach, Gary Stalos, he doesn't have to say, like, we're going to try to win championships. And people know that is the standard for this program. Could you maybe, with you being a senior, some of the newer guys on the team, I believe you have a new goalie for the first time in 4 years, right?
We do.
Five
we have
years?
Two new goalies
yeah.
this year. Yeah, two new goalies. We graduated two goalies last year, one being Noah DeCotney, our starting goalie, so that's nice. Luckily, we have a junior in Peyton Traska that's ready to step into the role, and he's been a hell of a goalie.
Yeah.
And, the other two goalies we've had, too. One, unfortunately, is dealing with an ankle injury right now, so hasn't been on the ice, but the other one has been showing really well at practice, and, I've got nothing but good things to say for our freshman.
Kind of iron sharpens iron with the offense you have.
Exactly.
Kind of makes the goalies better, and you bring in good goalies, so it makes you guys better too.
Oh, 100%. Going to practice at 8 a.m. every day. We're playing against the best team in the country, and each day that gets makes each and every one of us better. So
I like how you point out 8 a.m.
Yeah, 8 a.m. every day.
But you're not the first practice.
There's
still 5 a.m.s, right?
Or? There is. The figure skating team and the men's ACHA D3 team rotate to take that 5 a.m. ice slot. So, when I'm walking in the rink at 7:20 every morning, I'm definitely tired. But when I see another team on the ice, I'm like, okay, it could be worse. That's for sure.
Yeah, or you come back at 11 at night and there's someone else practicing.
Exactly.
Or, practicing after a game, which you'll see quite often if you go to a game over at the ice arena.
Yeah.
Great Lakes Six. I mean, last year, going through that conference tournament, getting the win, it was Calvin, right?
We beat Calvin in overtime in the final.
Is it looking like maybe you might see them again, or is it kind of wide open this year?
Calvin's always a strong team. They got a great great coaching staff over there. And so, every year they come in strong. But with this league, it's probably any given team, to be honest. We haven't seen any divisional games yet this year. So once we get those under our belt, we probably have a better idea of who we're going to meet. But taking it day by day and game by game, and yeah, Calvin's a strong team, so I wouldn't be surprised if we see them again in the finals.
No shortage of opportunities during the season. We always circle Liberty. That's kind of the game. And for some reason, for me, it's the Ohio game, too.
Yeah?
That, you know, I don't know if I was a bad luck charm or something, but it seems to be those two that, you know, jump out at me. Liberty this year, it doesn't have where they're ranked. Are they one and you're two? Is that
no,
top five?
With this preseason toll, it's just kind of how last year ended up. So we lost in the final, so we're two, and then UNLV will be one.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, in a couple weeks when the actual rankings will come out, that'll more determine. But Liberty's always a top 10 team, questionably a top five team, so they're very good. Same with Ohio, always a top 10 team. And so we always battle with them at home or at their barn. And, yeah, you hit it in the nose. Liberty and Ohio, definitely I get a little more fired up to play them than other teams. And they put on a show, and honestly, we battle, and it's a heck of a game each and every time. So it's a lot of fun to be a part of.
We talked about changes in nets.
Yeah.
Are there many new faces on the ice, or are you just, you know, rolling out the same crew and you're finally seniors and here we go again?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we're seniors, so I got my four seniors I've been a part of or been with for the last 4 years, and they're obviously great guys. And yeah, we got eight new faces, but we got a lot of the same core on our team right here. We have basically the same D-core. We got rid of one guy in David Dell and got a senior transfer in Ryan Brow from Brockport University, and he's been a stud so far. And so, I mean, we have basically the same D-core. We're filling up some holes up front, and like you said, new goalie, but everything's looking good right now, and as long as the boys keep rolling and keep on getting that chemistry up, then I think we'll be a really good team this year.
Let's talk about the coaching staff.
Of course.
Obviously, you know, Mr. Fife being gone changes things in there. But
it does.
You got a couple of long-timers there on the bench with you, Justin.
We do, yeah. No, of course. Obviously, starting with their head coach, Gary Stiles. He recruited me from day one, and he's been nothing but a great leader and a great person to look up to from day one. And, yeah, you go down to Doug Raymond. He's just came back from a recruiting trip. Like, the amount of work these guys put in off the ice that you don't see behind closed doors, crazy. And it just goes right into why we've been so successful in the last 4 years. Yeah, they do nothing but great things. You mentioned Fife being gone, but we get right back and bring in Brandon Stanko back on the bench, someone I played with my freshman year and his graduate year. Mm-hmm. He had a professional hockey career and then came back to help coach us this year, which will be a huge benefit to me, especially as a player.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, we got rid of a equipment manager leaves.
Yeah.
And then we
she
get
left, yeah.
Yeah, and we get two new equipment managers and a new AT, and they've all are great people thus far. And so, I mean, it's great. We're blessed at Adrian College to have so many great people in the organization and in the program that wants to be here and wants to help win. So, yeah, coaching staff is nothing but bright colors in my mind, and prime reason to why I came here and a prime reason to why I've stayed the last 4 years.
And I'm sure a lot of decisions for Coach Estalos, you know, when somebody leaves for an opportunity or what have you, he's getting resumes go through. So, like, you know, people want to be this team's equipment manager. They don't want to be this team's trainer just because of his program and obviously the success, and you guys are great. You know, at least the ones you bring on the show. I'm just kidding. You hide the troublemakers.
Yeah, we pick and choose.
Yeah, that's why you just keep coming and doing the show. Justin, what's coming up in the near future? Obviously, another home game. Are you playing this Thursday, or you got a week off?
No, we're playing this Thursday. We got Northwood this Thursday, Thursday and Friday as well. They're a new team in our division as well, too. First time I played them in my 4 years, so I'm pretty excited to get that done. And, yeah, we're just working each day of practice and getting better each day, getting ready for Thursday. And come Thursday, I think we'll be ready to go. Put a good game together.
Northwood out of Michigan, right?
Correct.
So maybe that's an odd question. Why aren't you doing a home and home? Why is it two home?
That's a great question. That's a question for Gary and how he
maybe they don't have a rink and they figure they just play – couple games here, and
that's an option but I think we really, as you mentioned, our schedule and all the home games and up front, I think we really wanted to pack a lot of home games first semester, and so we aren't going to Northwood this year, but we are going to a lot of other away games and away team's second semester. But, yeah, Northwood being the first time we played them this year, we got it out of the way early. And I don't know if he made them come home here, but we have them here at home twice. And so as a player, I'm obviously not complaining. I love playing at the AAA.
Social media, I've seen nice renovation project for your locker room. I mean,
beautiful.
Something Gary's proud of, obviously, and you know, it took fundraising and all that. You know, you got to coach the team, you got to recruit the guys, and then make them happy when they're here. You know, I've seen the locker room. Is it everything as it looks on the internet?
Oh, it's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. Brand new carpeting, brand new rubber, brand new seat cushions on the seat, which helps players a lot.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely gorgeous. We're blessed as an ACHA D1 program. We're absolutely blessed to have the room that we have and the facilities that we have. It's been nothing but great.
Well, good. Senior season.
Yes, sir.
You think there's possibility for another, or are we going to cross that bridge in the spring?
Oh, we'll definitely cross that bridge in the spring, but I'll guarantee you there's more than a possibility for another. Yeah,
okay.
That's the end goal in sight. We have some goals to cross along the way, but
sure.
100% the main goal is to win the last game of the season, that's for sure.
And I guess, you know, whether you do a fifth season really kind of depends on what you're studying. I forgot what you're studying. What's your major?
Yeah.
Okay, so they do have that
fifth year master's option
or whatever they call it.
Yep, a great program, but I'm not sure if I'll be taking it. We'll see when the time comes. But, yeah, hopefully win the last game and it'll be an easy decision for me. But if not, then we'll see. We'll figure
that out. Well, yeah, let's take care of business.
Exactly.
Right, Justin? Well, thanks for taking the time.
Oh, of course.
Enjoy your food. I got to call you out unless that's for her.
Oh, no, that's me.
No, that's
me.
All you?
Yeah, that's all right. Some freaking chicken wings from here at Frickers, and they were phenomenal.
Boneless, bone in?
Boneless today.
Boneless today. What sauce?
I got some sweet teriyaki, half sweet teriyaki and half medium.
Just go 10 or did you go 20?
I went 20. I went 20. Big today, but as you can see, there's some leftovers there. So I got some midnight snack tonight.
Is there a side? I see a side over there.
We got some fries to share. Yeah, we got some fries. Right. We couldn't get some fries with the wings, so I had to get a little side of fries. Meet the palate.
Now, what kind of fries? Five kinds of fries.
I know. The classic Frickers chef
like
cut.
Crinkle
the crinkle
cut?
Fries.
Okay,
yeah, one
see,
of those.
That's
one
what I
those.
Had today, too. I inspired him, Stacy.
Yep.
Yeah.
He did.
Always go with the brew fries.
Well, now we know.
That's true. Those are good if you haven't had them.
Well, now we know.
I won't tell Gary that you had fries and chicken wings.
Okay, thank goodness. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll burn it off tomorrow at 8 a.m.
That's true. Yeah. No shortage of calories burned. Justin Jammer, good to see you again. Best of luck this season. And,
great to see you.
You know, we'll probably talk again soon.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Good luck with the rest of the show.
Yeah, thank you. And thanks to everyone here at Frickers. Lucy, our helper today. Tara Gunn, she's helping. She doesn't just, when it's me, I need more than a server, a waitress, waiter. I need a helper. So big thanks to her, everyone here at Frickers. Stacy Mitchell, the manager of sales. That sounds so official. And Gabby Brume with ACTV, all the social media stuff. Thanks to Mike Prang, the sports information director at Adrian College. Our guests today were Mason Gurney with men's golf, Braden Whitaker with football, and Justin Jammer with ACHA Men's D1 Hockey. And a final thank you to Josh Mitchell back in our cave studios tonight. Lions and Ravens. Well, it looks like all the national talking heads are picking the Ravens, so you know what that means. Stay tuned right here on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com. I'm Ian Wendt. We'll see you next week on the AC All Access Show.
That's a wrap for today's episode of AC All Access. We hope you enjoyed this exclusive look behind the scenes of Adrian College Athletics. Join us next Thursday at Frickers and Adrian. Check out upcoming Adrian College events at adrianbulldogs.com.